I think it's clear the government didn't give clear consideration to the impact that the application of commercial rate stamp duty would have on agricultural land in advance of the budget. And there was serious confusion there between Minister Creed and indeed Minister Donoghue with regard to how it might apply. The farming organisations and farmers' representatives have expressed very real concerns in relation to how that would impact on farmers. And I think it's crucial that now, between now and the actual finance bill being published, that both Minister Creed and Minister Donoghue would meet with farming organisations and take on board their concerns and indeed find a way to reach an agreeable resolution to this issue. For example, in the case of somebody who's over 67 years of age looking to transfer their land to a family member, if there isn't a change of approach to the government's proposals, that transfer would be liable to 6% stamp duty now instead of the 1% stamp duty which applied, or instead of the 2% stamp duty which applied previous to this. And really the government need to now urgently over the next coming days engage with farmers and look properly at the impact of this and actually review their approach to it.
And as we know, there is much pressure on farmers, and this is just adding to this.
Certainly, well, farming is a low-income industry, and that needs to be taken into account. Last year's average income was €24,000 across all sectors in agriculture, and if you take cattle farms, the average income was €13,000. So it's not something that can just be treated the same way as other types, as standard commercial, and the particular impact on the farming community needs to be taken into account, and that's why it's crucial both Minister Creed and Minister Donoghue now urgently meet with farmers' representatives and revise their approach to the application of this measure.